Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
Our top story, it's been almost 2 years since a mass shooting during the annual 4th of July parade in Highland Park killed seven people, sent dozens more to the hospital, and forever marred that holiday for people there. This year, city leaders are considering a step back toward a traditional parade, while also vowing to remember the victims of that day. WBBM's Jim Goodis is here at the Anchor Desk to tell us more. Jim?
Lisa, Highland Park City Manager Gita Newkirk says the events for Independence Day are being carefully planned.
The city and also our partners, the Park District, we are working to balance the diverse needs within the community by providing space for remembrance as well as wonderful community traditions that we've had in the past.
Highland Park plans to hold a remembrance ceremony on the morning of Independence Day for the victims of the 2022 parade shooting, though the location of the event has yet to be determined. The 4th of July parade follows in the afternoon. It starts near City Hall and ends at Sunset Woods Park, where there will be a festival. Instead of fireworks, Highland Park is considering having a drone light show that would take place later in the summer or early fall. Live at the Anchor Desk, Jim Goodis, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Chicago Alderman meeting at City Hall. They've pondered already on some of the most hotly anticipated issues facing the agenda of the council today. Allies of the mayor pulled his billion-dollar-plus borrowing plan from consideration using a parliamentary maneuver designed to give supporters a chance to make some changes to the measure. The move comes after downtown alderman Brendan Riley proposed that it be amended to lower the threshold for city council approval of development projects from $5 million to $1 million.
Simply replacing $5 million with $1 million. And for my colleagues' edification, this would be to allow for greater aldermanic oversight over expenditures under this program.
Aldermen have also put off consideration of the mayor's $70 million migrant assistance proposal, a measure that would have overridden the mayor's plan to do away with ShotSpotter technology in some neighborhoods. All of those issues are expected to be considered at a special council meeting on Friday.
One day after a 22-year-old man was shot and wounded in a Naperville home, police say a juvenile has now been arrested. The investigation is ongoing to find a second suspect after the afternoon shooting in the 2500 block of Leech Drive. Police say their early investigation shows the two suspects know the victim. They came to the victim's house where a struggle ensued and the victim was shot in the leg.
Some of the best minds in law enforcement at the city, state, and federal levels are about to be part of a super unit based in Chicago. ATF Director Stephen Dettelbach says members of the new Crime Gun Intelligence Center will use their talent, technology, and real-time data to take repeat offenders off the streets, increase case closure rates, and drive down violent crime in the city.
This CJIC is really something. 13 law enforcement agencies together under one roof with a focus on real-time ballistics testing and real-time firearms tracing. That level of partnership is exceptional.
Dodelbach says the CJIC hub will bring more crime intelligence to more law enforcement agencies in more jurisdictions more quickly than ever before.
A suburban emergency operator is being credited with saving a man's life.
Christy Odette is a 911 operator in the northern suburbs. A man who is contemplating suicide on railroad tracks in Green Oaks back on Sunday called 911. The Lake County Sheriff's Office says Odette calmly spoke with the man and used trained de-escalation techniques. Odette funneled information to her colleagues. The railroads were able to stop all train traffic in the area and dispatch deputies to help him out further. Odette was on the phone with man for about 15 minutes until deputies were able to find him. Cisco Coto News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A special flower just for Chicago is now in bloom on Michigan Avenue.
It is with great pride and pleasure that I officially baptize this flower and bestow the name.
Bart Twaalfhoven, Consul General of the Netherlands in Chicago, was among those who gathered on the 600 block of North Michigan Avenue for the official debut of the magnificent mild tulip. That's a unique hybrid tulip that's blooming for the first time this spring in Chicago.
Start planting normally already in October, and they need some care also. And for an event like today, you also have to find a good day to do it, because sometimes they grow fast, sometimes they grow slow. But once you have them, as you see, then you have the magnificent tulip that you really want.
Kimberly Bears is president and CEO of the Magnificent Mile Association.
If people are coming down to Michigan Avenue, they'll see the brand new Magnificent Mile tulip, but they'll also see all kinds of beautiful variations of tulips.
Terry Keschner, 105.9 WBBM.
Juliet's mother is reaching out to the public to help find her missing son. She began to spread the word last night at a council meeting.
Jewel Robinson said she just wants help. Her 37-year-old son has not been seen since last week.
I'm the mother of the young man, Robert Long, that's missing. My heart is heavy right now. What I'm asking for is community help. I live over at Riverwalk Homes. My son was last seen in that area.
The fire chief said they did a brief search of the Des Plaines River and they would continue. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Secretary of State Alexei Genulia is rolling out a new tool that he calls a game changer for residents.
The days of having to leave your home to get documents notarized appear to be over thanks to the state's new electronic notarization or e-notary program. Genulius' office says both customer and notary will be able to sign with electronic signatures, certify, and seal documents all online. 47 other states use similar policies, which do not require all parties to physically be in the same state. Officials say all residents will need to take advantage of the e-notary system. It is a device that supports audio and video communication, as well as a valid form of identification. Andy Dane, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
The Oberweiss family has owned its dairy farm since 1915. The family has decided to sell the business through court-approved bankruptcy. 127 employees will be out of work come June 11th. The company currently owns nearly 40 ice cream and dairy shops in Illinois and Missouri. Oberweiss has more than $4 million in unsecured debt, including $173,000 owed to the Cook County Treasurer's Office, which collects property taxes.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots.
He scored!
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.